We have proms coming up. Got to get ready. Yeah. Do you miss high school dances at all?
Not really. Although,
yeah, me neither.
Although the other, like last time I was in Topeka, I walked past the store that they had prom dresses in. I saw a really cool one. I was like, man,
I wish I could wear that.
Why didn't they have that when I was going to prom?
Did you have a lame prom dress when you went?
No, I had awesome prom dresses.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Your dad hook you up?
No, we...
Ooh.
Nah. He bought them, though.
Oh, so he kind of did.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. And with prom, you know, obviously there's a lot of things you learn after the fact that you wish you would have known going in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, yeah. Some of it we can't talk about because we'd like to keep our jobs, right? Especially the stuff that Jerry Ann did in high school. Jeez. Well, we thought you should call in, share some of your prom experiences, some of the things you learned going to prom, and let's help these kids out a little bit. Especially for everyone, even if it's your second prom. Senior prom's a lot different than junior prom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 539-9750 or 238-0975 are the numbers. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hey.
This isn't a lesson from my prom because that was too long ago for me to remember.
Oh, man.
But I live in Council Grove, and they just announced in the paper a week ago that to get into prom this year, everybody that walks in the door will have to do a breathalyzer test.
Oh.
They are really cracking down on it.
Yeah, I never got why you have to show up drunk to school functions.
Yeah,
know?
I mean, what fun are you going to have? You just spend half the night in the bathroom puking after you eat all the crap that they serve at the prom.
yeah, I would say so. Well, yeah, it's
all
just
right,
like,
I just want to pass that on, man.
All right, man, we appreciate it.
You bet. Have a good morning.
Yeah. I just don't get it. You know, I mean, obviously there's going to be a group of people who want to drink at the prom. You know, you're not going to be able to stop everybody. And so let's be honest about it. But either way, how dumb are you going to be? Huh? Seriously? Showing up drunk to the prom? Then again, to have breathalyzers there? Is it that big a problem? Is it that many people?
It might be.
Yeah? Did you know? It's, you didn't notice anybody sloshed at your prom, though, right?
No.
Yeah?
Right. It's pretty surprising.
Are you looking for advice to help kids get away with doing bad things?
Not necessarily, but what you got?
Oh, well, if you just can't hold back and you've got to be drunk at the prom, there's a lot of ways to go about this. You know, instead of just drinking before you go, you could take a few Jello shots, because they kind of creep up on you. And at my school, they gave us breathalyzers before we went in, and they don't show up on the breathalyzers for a good 45 minutes to an hour, apparently.
What?
Yeah, that it worked.
I thought you meant to, you know, put it in a container or something and sneak it in. So once you get past the checkpoint, you could
pop them before you go in. Or you could just find whoever's doing the catering, slip them $50, and have them dump a bunch of vodka and a lemonade or whatever you're into.
Yeah, I don't know if that works because they still want to be able to come back, you know, in future years. And contributing to the delinquency of a minor might not help.
There's usually one schmuck on each catering group.
I won't be here next year. It doesn't matter. I got
your story.
Oh, well, we appreciate the advice on how to break the law, man.
That's all I got.
All right. Take care.